This is day 7 of the Code Orange terrorism alert. Law enforcement agencies across the country are taking precautions. FBI personnel assigned to rapid response teams have been told to have a bag packed for possible deployment. Anti-aircraft missiles and increased Air Force combat patrols are guarding the skies over Washington, D.C. And the U.S. Capitol Police are carrying gas masks. Residents of the Washington area are being urged to prepare for terrorist attacks by storing food and water, and by keeping flashlights, portable radios, and other items handy. In the first of two reports, Lisa Nurnberger of member station WAMU reports on the heightened state of alert in the District of Columbia and vicinity.
When Peter Laporte pushes a button in the city's Emergency Operations Center, a glass door slides back. Laporte's the head of the district's Emergency Management Agency. It's from this room that officials from the FBI, Secret Service, the district, Maryland, and Virginia would gather in the event of another terrorist attack in the Washington region to coordinate a response.
24/7 Operations Center.
Maps of D.C. neighborhoods are projected on a row of screens on a wall. 24-hour news channels flicker on other monitors. Laporte says the state of readiness in Washington needs to be higher than anywhere else because the nation's capital is a natural target. But he says residents have to do their part.
It's about personal preparedness, non-perishable foods, the battery-operated radio. It starts at home. It starts working neighbor to neighbor, street to street. And we've done that. We've based our preparedness program on those neighborhoods.
The question I want you to ask yourself at this moment is, are you ready?
District officials are now taking their program to neighborhoods. At a forum at the Chevy Chase Community Center, Jerome Duval urged the 24 residents who attend it to get involved with the planning.
And if you are not ready, then there are certain volunteer programs that are available to you so that in the first 72 hours, you know what to do, because the true first responders are you sitting here in this room.
Residents had lots of questions about evacuation routes and how to find out about a terrorist attack.
If you're not listening to the radio, if you're not tuned in,
challenge.
That's what I'm saying. Is there some sort of an alarm that will go off around the city? We need a siren system then.
Some residents came away feeling more confident, but others, like Alex McDonough, say they still feel uninformed.
Should I put shrink wrap on the windows? You come to these meetings to find that out, and you go home without knowing more than what you knew when you came.
So far, the preparation meetings have been well attended. A neighborhood hardware store, Stroh Snyder's, says it keeps selling out of duct tape and plastic sheeting ever since the federal government recommended residents purchase the materials that could be used to block airflow during certain types of attacks. Michael Kerwin says he's too busy to attend his neighborhood meeting. He believes people need to be informed about threats, but says many people's expectations of what the government can do might be too high.
There's so many different forms of threats that other than to go through a laundry list of what to do in the event of this particular chemical substance, I'm not sure what can be done well in advance.
But the district's Laporte says he's trying to prepare citizens as much as possible. The city mailed a family preparedness guide to every household that advises residents to create a family plan, familiarize themselves with their neighborhood plan, and turn on the radio if terrorists strike. He says no other city has gone to such lengths. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Nurnberger in Washington.